June 16th, 1986. First day of boot camp was a bear. All the other boots seemed like nice guys. I don't know what any of them looked like, because the first thing they did when we got here was give us blue helmets with black hankies to cover up our faces. I'm getting pretty good at recognizing people's eyebrows, though. I figured we'd do a lot of exercise today, but we didn't do as much as I thought. Mostly just running out of a door and yelling, "Cobra!" at the top of our lungs. I got pretty good at it. Now I can sound awful scary when I yell, "Cobra!" You wouldn't think it'd wear you down, but boy, am I pooped. June 18th, 1986. Boot camp's still a lot of fun, and I'm learning a lot. Today we did more mental learning stuff than exercise. We received a lecture about our main enemy, the G.I. Joe team. Seems that Uncle Sam is so nervous about Cobra that he set up an elite team of soldiers just to try to fight us. I couldn't be more proud. I had no idea I was signing on with a bunch that was this important. I guess the Joes have stopped us at pretty much everything we've ever tried to do. But believe me, is that going to change now that Steve Loring is a member of Cobra? Sarge said all kinds of funny things about how dumb the G.I. Joe team is. Like, they just have one person who's good at each thing they do. So they have one guy who can fly a plane, and one guy who knows how to drive a tank, and one guy who can fly a helicopter, one guy who can fight in the desert, and so on. They even have a whole aircraft carrier for their one plane and one helicopter, with just a captain and one sailor to run it. Sarge was like, "What the heck kind of outfit is that?" And we were all just in stitches. Then this one recruit, I think it was Renfro, but I didn't get a good look at his eyebrows, says, "But if they're so dumb, how come they always beat us?" Sarge made Renfro go out and run around the track and yell, "Cobra!" for an hour.